gets to get into, right? Mahamzich the Zegan Kippurim before the break, but now we're how he came back. So the Mishnah says in Orla, Perek Dalet, Kol Mechamesh HaMetabel HaMedameya B'Tshumu V'Orla V'Kilei HaKerem Osa. So there's two Kisoyis, remember there's two Kisoyis here in the Mishnah. The Rambam has one Gisa, and the Rash, and Perish Mishnayis, and Rashi Ba'Elis has a different Gisa. The Gisa of the Rambam is not the way we have it. We have it that it's three things. Hamechametz, v'hametabel is like to spice up, and v'hametameya is to mix up. But the Rambam's Gersa is called hamechametz v'hametabel midameya. Midameya is the conclusion. Anything that's mechametz or that is metabel. Anytime you have truma, and the truma is a sour, something that's yeasty, and it causes the dough of chulin to rise. So it's mitameya, the chulun, it makes the chulun meduma. And likewise, metabol. If you have truma, tavlin of truma, and you put it into something of chulun, and now it gives it a taste, it's metabol, it gives it a spiciness, a tastiness. So it's mitameya. So mitameya is the result. It's not a third thing, it's the result. If you're mechametz, or any truma that's mechametz or metabol, truma is midameya, chulun rather, is midameya the chulun. Then, let's skip a little bit. The Mishnah goes on in Mishnah Vav, that this is what's quoted more in Agamara. So the Mishnah, ulema omru kol hamechametz v'hametabel. Again, we have v'hamidameya, but in the Rambam it's midameya. Lagabe, when did they say, or for what cases did they say that mechametz and metabel is midameya lehachmir? And that's a chumra. When do we have this chumra of mechametz and metabel? Min b'minay lehokel lehachmir min b'she'en b'minay. And then the Mishnah goes on as his ketzad. How does this exactly instantiate itself? So the Mishnah says, by min b'minoi, so if you have sa'or that of chitim that fell into the isa shel chitim, it's min b'minoi. If it's mechametz, then it's also, regardless of whether you have mei of echad or not. If it's not enough to be mechametz, but if you don't have mei of echad, if it's mechametz, it's also. If it's not mechametz, it's mutter. So in other words, there's two ways to be also. If it's mechametz, it's also. Presumably metabol as well. Even if it's not mechametz, if you don't have meyav echad, it's also also. So in order to be mutter, you have to pass two thresholds. It has to not be mechametz, and it has to be that there's no meyav echad. Then the Mishnah goes on, says, lehokul lehachmir, when are we sometimes mekel and sometimes machmir? That's by min b'she'en eminoi. Keset kigoyin grisim, shen esbaslu ma'adoshim, it's min b'she'en eminoi. And the grisim at chumah. If the grisim are nois and tam, then ben sheyesh lo lahalas be'echad umeya, ben she'en dem lahalas be'echad umeya also. Doesn't matter if you have meya be'echad, then the sinas tam asses. Ain dem nois and tam, but if it's not nois and tam, then it's mutter, ben yesh lo lahalas meya be'echad, ben ein shem lahalas meya be'echad, it's mutter. So, maybe we trade it for the desk. So the Rambam learns that the Mishnah is saying two chumras by min b'minoi. I'm not going to read the Perush Mishnayos inside, but I sent it to you. Try to read it inside. The Rambam learns that the Mishnah. One thing for sure, the Mishnah is being the chalak between min b'minoi and min b'she'en eminoi. This everybody agrees to. This is some first in the Mishnah. Is that by min b'minoi,
how should we write this? Mechametz / metadol asis plus if you don't have any made of echot. It's also awesome. So, either or. If it's mechametz, it's also, even if you don't have meyav echad. And if you don't have meyav echad, it's also, even if it's not mechametz. So that's a chumah. It means we're being more machmir. Either way, it's also. By min b'she'enei minois, says the Mishnah, by min b'she'enei minois, all I care about is if it's nois in tam. Nois in tam is also. And Amy Nice and Tam is Mutter Afilu. If you don't have Filu, Aimbo Mayor Echot. So you can see that Midvamino is more common than Vindish Enemy. Midvamino has two ways to be awesome. Either Mechametz / metavel, or emi meyav echad. Min b'she'enei minois has only one way to be awesome. The sinas tam. Everything depends on the sinas tam. It's nice and tam, awesome. Ein nice and tam is mutter. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah. The Rash learns the Mishnah that way. I mean, everybody agrees that's mufurish in the Mishnah. The Rash holds in Rashi that's the only difference between min b'minoi and min b'she'enei minoi. And that's all the Mishnah is saying. That the difference between min b'minoi and min b'she'enei minoi is that min b'minoi mechametz metavel aser or emi meyav echad asers, and by min b'she'enei minoi the only thing that asers is nois and tam. If it's not nois and tam, it's mutter. I don't care about meyav echad. So meyav echad makes no difference. So it's irrelevant. If it's nois and tam, it's also. If it's not nois and tam, it's mutter. Whether it is meyav echad, not meyav echad, by min b'she'enei minoi is loy meyav. Rashi also holds, Rashi and the Rash, and it's connected, that mechametz is fundamentally the same thing as being nice and tam. Rashi and Rashi is important. That mechametz is a form of being nice and tam. So the fact that the Mishnah by min b'minoi talks about mechametz, and by min b'she'enei minoi, it doesn't talk about mechametz, it only talks about being nice and tam, that's not fundamental to what the Mishnah is being mechalak. That's not a chilut between min b'minoi and min b'she'enei minoi, because mechametz is a kind of being nice and tam. So why by min b'minoi does the Mishnah talk about mechametz, and by min b'she'enei minoi it talks about being nice and tam? Like, why is there that? Why is there is that shinui? So what's the pasuk? The Baal Batra Shem
said. That's the form. This is somewhat in min b'minoi.
Right, because by min b'minoi, how else could it be nice and tam? Can't be nice and tam that you give it to a kfeil or something. It all has the same taste, so you can't really be magish to tam. So the only way you could have a nesinas tam by min b'minoi, the only way you could have a nesinas tam by min b'minoi is by chimutz, because chimutz you could have even by min b'minoi. They maybe have the same thing. This is chitim and this is chitim, but this is chitim that sat around for a few weeks and became sa'ar, and this is chitim that's still just that's not sa'ar. So it's able. One is able to mechametz the other, even though they're min b'minoi. So mechametz is just a way of a way of being nice and tam, and lefida rash also pashtus. Metabel, the Mishnah never said the word metabel, actually. I stuck there, and maybe I shouldn't have done that, because that maybe is confusing. Lefida Rashi, metabel doesn't, there's no metabel by Mimimino. It wasn't metabel, I spiced it up. If you spice it up, obviously you're putting spices into chicken soup or something. It's Mimish Enimino. Metabel would be down here. Metabel is the kind of Mimish, it's the kind of Nesinas Tam. The Mishnah didn't say the word metabel up here. I put it in because of the Rambam. But the Mishnah only talked about Mechametz. So that's the Rashi, that's the Pashtus. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos says that there's another difference between min b'minoi and min b'she'enei minoi. There is this difference that we just said in the Rash, but that's not the main thing the Mishnah is coming to tell me. The main thing the Mishnah is coming to tell me is that the din of mechametz and metabel, which was the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Dalet, ha-mechametz ha-metabel medameya, the din of mechametz and metabel is only by min b'minoi. My min b'she'enei minoi, mechametz and metabel don't ask. That's a murder. The Rambam holds that mechametz and metabel is a special halacha that mechametz and metabel hases. Rambam explains because pe'ul losam nikeres, when something is mechametz or metabel, so it has a noticeable impact on the chulin, and that prevents the bittul from happening. And that's only true by min b'mino; it's not true by min b'sheinim. That's what the Rambam says in the Perush of Mishnayis, and the Rambam knows that that's the main thing the Mishnah is coming to tell me. That when the Mishnah says that if ulema omru kol mechametz v'metabel midameya lehachmir, the Mishnah is saying when did they say that? When this is Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Dalet said kol mechametz v'metabel midameya, and Mishnah Vav now says ulema omru kol mechametz v'metabel midameya. When did they say that mechametz and metabel is midameya, which is a chumrah? This it's a new chumrah mechametz and metabel only by min b'mino. By min v'shein minoy, there's nothing in mechametz and metabel. There's in the mes and tam. That's mefurish in the Mishnah later. But there's nothing in mechametz and metabel. The din of mechametz and metabel is limited to min b'mino. So there's a few issues here. But as I state, that's what Rambam says in the Perush of Mishnayos. And if you look in the Rambam in the Yad in the beginning of Perek Design of Hilchos Macholos Asuras, some first that came out. The Rambam says, "Let somebody has it. You'll have a Rambam also." Yeah, the Rambam I have on my phone. Don't get anywhere without it. What?
The Rambam might be in
The back of the work.
No, in the Rambam.
Oh,
it's on the side.
No.
No.
Let's see here. That's fine. No big deal. We're very technically sophisticated here. We do these things. Kol shiurim elu shenosnu chachamim l'dvar ha'isus nesar b'minoi. All the shiurim that we have by min b'minoi shishim meyam asayim. No, it's in Perkis Vav. The Rambam explained. We Perkis always saw a lot. There, the Rambam goes through all of the shiurim of min b'mino is b'shishim and by trum it's b'meya and by olin kilei kerem it's b'masayim. We talked about the Rambam a lot. Says the Rambam, all of these shiurim, it's only if it wasn't mechametz metabel, b'shloyoyo hadover also mechametz metabel, or it wasn't a dover choshuv like a beryo or a chatichay where you discovered. Avalim hoyi mechametz metabel a dover choshuv, oisir b'choshuv, mechametz metabel or any other dover choshuv like berry and chetichah v'liskabed and so on, that asks is b'chol shul. Ketzad, so'or shel chitim shel trumah shenofel tech isus chitim shel chulun, v'yesh b'kedei lechametz, harei ha'isa kula meduma. V'chein tavlin shel trumah, shenofel l'kederes chulun, v'yesh b'em kedei letabel, v'heim mimin ha'chulun ha'kol meduma. Rambam says the first, the din of mechametz and metabel is when it's mimin ha'chulun. And that's a special din. The Rambam stresses it's by min b'mino. Right, that's how the Rambam began. Kol ha'shiurim ha'elu shenosnu chachamim ledover ha'osu shenisarev b'minoi. All of these shiurim that you have by min b'mino are only on condition that it's not mechametz or metabel or dover choshev. But if it's mechametz b'mino, or if it's metabel b'mino, then it asks b'chol shem. Unfortunately, that this whole din of mechametz and metabel is only by minoy and not by min v'she'enoy minoy. And the Rambam, of course, is coming from that's exactly how the Rambam learned in the Perush HaMishnayos. That's how he learned the Mishnah, that's how he learned Mishnah Vav in the Perush HaMishnayos. This is very radical stuff. The Pri Chodesh looked at this Rambam in Perek Zayin, and the Pri Chodesh said, it just can't be. So it can't be. First of all, he says, how can you tell me that metabel only asks by min b'minoy? I mean, I don't remember all the pichodesh's kashas, but basically yes. First of all, he says, how could you have metabel by min b'minoy? Somebody asked that before a second ago. How could you have metabel by min b'minoy? Just by mitzias. If it's min b'minoy, how's it metabel? Metabel means it gives it a spicy taste. If you put pepper in pepper, it doesn't give it a spicy taste any more than it was before. So what does it even mean to be metabel by min b'minoy? And then he says, also, how can you tell me that mechametz is only by min b'minoy? There's no din mechametz by min b'sheini minoy. There's a Rambam by cheese that if you took milk and you caused it to ferment, to turn into cheese using something that's not kosher, a caper that's not kosher, So it's also, so the Rambam said the reason why it's also, even though maybe you have more than, maybe it's not less than time, how do you know? Maybe they rent it to the cave, the thing that, the way you used to make cheese in the olden days is they took milk and they put it into a cow's stomach, and the stuff in the, with the stuff in the lining of the stomach would make it turn into cheese. Today they just do it chemically. But, except in France, I think they still do it this way. But anyway, so the Rambam says, but how's it, but it's not less than time. So the Rambam says, no, but it's a maimed. And a maimed, maimed means it makes it, it turns it into cheese. It's the cheese making was done by the, so a maimed is not both. That's min b'sheinim in it. The stomach and the milk is min b'sheinim in it. And you see maimed, the says the pichosh. So why is it different than mechamas? How can it be? Mechamas can't be only by min b'minoi. You have it in a maimed. Maimed is even by min b'sheinim in it. The concept of maimed is a machlok b'sheinim. It's a sugi by itself. But the Rambam has this concept of maimed. So the Pichodah says Maimed, Mechamed, it's all Hainu Ach, what's the difference? Causes it to rise, causes it to become cheese. And the Din of Maimed is for sure Maimed, Mishayin, Minu. So the Pichodah says in the Doz Ramam, there's no Ramam, and the Ramam is Latafka, Min Bemino, Yehua, Din Mishayin, Minu. But the other Achayinim, the Mishkan Yaakov is a tshuva about it, I don't remember the Sinan. And other Achayinim, say you can't deny what's Mefurish in Ramam. If you look at the Perish Mishnah, it's even more Mefurish in Ramam. The Ramam is Mefurish that the Din of Mechamed in the Tabul was only said by Min Bemino, and not by Min Mishayin, Minu. So why is it different than Maimed? So that the Achayim say, Maimed is different. Maimed is a more radical change. The Chamez is it went from being not having risen to having risen. That's not so radical a change. It's going from milk to cheese. Milk to cheese is like a whole new thing. So the cheese was created by the Kevo, so that's called Maimed. That's even Maimed Mishayin Mine. That's a whole different concept. But here the concept of Mechamez. Mechamez is not that it transformed it into something totally new. Mechamez is just Rambam said, "Tim's very wrong for Lashon Rambam. The Rambam is Lashon Perishim Mishnayis. What's the Mechametz like? Metavel is Pulosin Nikeres. Pulosin Nikeres doesn't mean that the Seor made the bread. Didn't make the bread. The bread was bread before it became chametz. But it's Niker. The effect of the Seor is Niker in the bread. So that's much less than Maimon. Maimon means that they wouldn't have cheese here at all if he didn't have the cable. So that's even Maimon Mishnayim Mina. But the Din of Mechametz and Metavel, that's only limited to Min B'Mina." But then they have another question, which is, how can you have metabol by min b'minoi? I mean, how's that even shayach to metzias a metabol by min b'minoi? Yeah, so that they grapple with. So the Chazanish says, he has two tziurim. One tziur is, let's say you had, it's all the same in, I have peppers, it's all the same in, but some of my peppers are very spicy, and my truma peppers are very spicy, and my chulin peppers, maybe I cooked them, or maybe they sat around for a long time, and they're not so spicy anymore. And I took the chuma peppers and I put them into the chulin peppers and it made it sharp. It made it spicy, so it's pulos and ikeres, so it's not bottled. But it's a case of, you can have a case of metabol by min b'mina. Then it's a more complicated case with Basar Shema. He says that the chulin and the chuma, they can have a different taste. One is spicy and one is not, but if they belong to the same species, so they have the same name, that would still be called min b'mina, even though they have different tastes. That's based on the Gemara of the Zohar. It's a different topic for now. Akapanim. Fine. So we can have, but the Rambam is beferish. Metabol is min b'minoi. The Rambam, it's tomorrow before Hashem and Ram. We said the Rambam is beferish. The din of metabol is by min b'minoi. Apparently, you can have a case of metabol even by min b'minoi. But it's Mavu and Rambam that this is a special din that's limited to min b'minoi, and it does not apply to min b'she'enei minoi. By min b'she'enei minoi, you don't have the din of mechametz and metabol. So we have to ask ourselves, what do you mean? By min b'she'enei minoi is also a din of less than time. The Mishnah says b'feirush that even by min b'she'enei minoi there is a din of less than time. So what are you telling me that there's no mechametz and metabol is only by min b'minoi? By min b'she'enei minoi you don't have din of mechametz and metabol. What's metabol different than less than time? Isn't metabol a kind of less than time? Gave it a spicy taste. Isn't that the same thing as being less than time? So apparently not. Apparently mechametz and metabol is something more subtle than being nice and tam. Nice and tam, what's the difference? What's the difference between metabol and being nice and tam? Just by metzias, what's the difference? Isn't that the same thing? I gave it a spicy taste, I gave it a taste. So what's the difference?
Maybe it is a form of sistam that's not also the kol shuv.
No, but nice and tam acts as the kol shuv. If it's nice and time, the safer says, the Mishnah says that Mimishen and Minay, if it's nice and time, it's also regardless of whether there's Mevecha, not Mevecha. But we don't care about Mevecha in the safer. That was the other issue. But the nice and time is also. So nice and time, Lachar, is exactly the same thing as Metabol. So according to the Rashi and the Chanami, Metabol is the same thing as nice and time. We said it, nobody, according to the Rashi, nobody ever said otherwise. But Fidei Rambam, the Mishnah is saying, a new din.
that the din of mechametz and metabel mishnah dalet, you know, and mechametz and metabel medameya, that din of mechametz and metabel medameya is only by min b'mina, is not by min b'sheinim mina. Isn't that the same as nice and tam? So apparently it's not. Mestam of the pshat is we had a. I think we mentioned in the past. We didn't spend so much time on it, but there's a machaikas we showing him. I didn't nice and tam. Because again, the tarid is chametz. What does nice and tam mean? We've talked a lot about tam kikir and nice and tam. What does it mean by mesias? There's a machaikas we showing him. Balamor himself and talks about it. And the machanas over there. There's nice and tam. There's two kinds of nice and tam. There's a nice and tam. Let's say I put some pork into beans. Right? That's always our example. Pork and beans. So there's a nice and tam where if I eat it, I mamish taste pork. Okay, I take a bite and I say it's pork. But then there's a more subtle nice and tam where I can't tell that it doesn't taste like pork. But it tastes different than it would have tasted without the pork. The pork affected the taste, but that doesn't mean I can right away I eat it and I taste the pork. It doesn't taste like pork, it tastes different. It's not a porky taste, it has a different but there is a difference that the pork had an effect on the taste. But the taste itself is different than the taste of pork. So that's Machlekes Rishonim. The Baal Hamor in Pesachim, I think he's in Eilat Oibin, says that nois and tam, the din of tam kikir is only when you mamish taste of Isser. He says that's the difference between Tarevis Chometz. That's what he says. What's the difference between Tarevis Chometz, where you're not like, and tam kikir, where he holds tam kikir in ice? Yeah, that belongs to the Sugis of tam kikir. He says Tarevis Chometz, the Chometz affected the taste. We don't mamish, doesn't taste like Chometz. So that's not tam kikir, that's Tarevis Chometz, Machlekes of Shimon Nachal Chometz. Tam kikir is when the mamish tastes like the Isser. You taste it and you taste this. And this is Machlekes Rishonim. Other Rishonim disagree. Apparently, the Rambam seems to hold that nois and tam means I taste mamish the iser. By metabol, I don't taste the iser mamish, but the iser has an effect. It's pulos and ikeres. Very geshmak pulos and Rambam. Metabol and mechametz. Rambam puts them together. That the dam and chametz. That the pulos and ikeres. But I put this tavlin into my, put these spicy peppers into my pepper dish, but I have these spicy truma peppers that are spicier, so they make the whole thing more spicy. It doesn't mean I can mamish recognize the taste of the truma, but the whole dish became more spicy as a result. That's called metabol. That does not rise like to the level of being nice and tam. That only asks by min b'mina. By min b'she'eni mina, that's not also. By min b'she'eni mina, what's also is nice and tam mamish, because that's in the tam kicker of nice and tam. Tam kicker. That's in the nice and tam. So that's what the Rambam said. The Rambam said the din of mechametz and metabol. Mechametz and metabol is not nice and tam. I don't taste the iser, but it's pulos and ikeres. The chimutz, the sa'or had an effect on the bread. The tavlin had an effect on my. The hot peppers had an effect on my mild pepper dish. So that's pulos and ikeres. That's only by min b'mina. By min b'she'eni mina. That's not. That doesn't ask. Chimutz by min b'she'ene minoi, or metabol by min b'she'ene minoi. That's not a problem. That does not ask. By min b'she'ene minoi, the only thing that asks is nesin is tam mamish.
The mitzvah by mechametz,
does
it change the taste?
It changes the taste, but well, it makes it rise. Yep. It certainly changes the taste. But again, I don't taste. It's not like I can taste the sa'ar. When I eat bread, I don't taste the sa'ar. It just tastes different than it would have tasted without the sa'ar, because the sa'ar catalyzed some kind of reaction. So metabol is al derech zeh. And by mechametz, you hear it very intuitively. Mechametz, you don't taste the sa'ar, but it just makes the thing rise. So metabol also, it's not like you tasted the hot peppers, it just makes the whole dish more peppery. So that's metabol, and that's only by min b'mina, not by min b'she'eni mina. That's how the Rambam learns the Mishnayos. So mari dekach chiddush the halacha, this Rambam. The Rambam says the same thing by berya and chaticha v'yiliska, but all of these things are only by min b'mina, and not by min b'she'eni mina. The Mishkan Yaakov, and that Shuvah, he says this is one of his Limudei Schus, and the people who eat flour without checking for bugs, is that since it's Min B'She'ein Eminoi, the bugs in the flour, and the Rambam Shit is that a Berya is only not bottled by Min B'Minoi, not by Min B'She'ein Eminoi. This Rambam Shit, the Zvorim Chashuvim, this is kind of Dorah Chashuv, the Rambam puts together the Zvorim Chashuvim, and they're only not bottled by Min B'Minoi, not by Min B'She'ein Eminoi.
In the beginning of last semester, when we had the Yerushalmi about Kitan and Sorin, we had two demon bread. We had the Chimuz and we had the Tandoga. Doesn't that sound like that's two different things?
Yeah, that stims. That's very good. Chimus is not the same as tam. Tam dogon is when you have chitim and oiris. So I taste that's nice and tam. That's even maybe mishenim in there. Then there's a concept of that's a case in chitim and oiris, a case in min mishenim in there. But there's different. There, I don't need the chimus. It shouldn't be bottled. I need the chimus there that should be called boli de chimus because matzah has to be boli de chimus or lechem has to be boli de chimus. So that when see it says boli de chimus. It doesn't say over there that mechametz prevents bittul. Mechametz only prevents bittul according to Rambam in Mimino. It doesn't say over there that mechametz prevents bittul.
When we're saying, when the Rambam holds the mechametz, is it a separate different from the Messias number, or is this?
Yeah, but I think that's Mugluin Rambam. That the din of mechametz and the tabo is something different than the din of Nisinas Tam. The Sinas Tam is even by Min Mishen Amina. And really only by Min Bemino B'Shein Amina, because by Min Bemino don't even have the Metzias of it. But in Lomdus, no, it's Min Bemino is apparently harder to be Mavato. And we'll talk in a minute about why. But Min Bemino is harder to be Mavato. So there are things that prevent Bittul by Min Bemino, they don't prevent Bittul by Min B'Shein Amina. Dover Choshev, Beria, Chaticha Mulis Kabad, prevents Bittul by Min Bemino, according to Rambam, not by Min B'Shein Amina. Likewise, the Rambam holds, and he reads the Mishnahs that way, Mechametz and Mekabel, they prevent Bittul by Min B'Minei. They don't prevent Bittul by Min B'Shein Aminei. By Min B'Shein Aminei, the only thing that prevents Bittul, to prevent Bittul by Min B'Shein Aminei, you need a tractor. You need something very powerful. Nois and Tam is strong enough to prevent Bittul even by Min B'Shein Aminei. But Mechametz and Mekabel, they're much more delicate. They're just pelosin and keres. They're not so strong as Nois and Tam. They'll prevent the Bittul of Min B'Minei. They won't prevent the Bittul of Min B'Shein Aminei. And the Rambam reads that into the Mishnah. By the way, it's very totally in the Girsa. The Rash could never have learned the Mishnayos this way. Because in the Rash, the Mishnah Dalet, which is the preface, didn't say two things, Mechametz and Metabel. It said three things. Mechametz, Metabel, and Midameya. Rashi also. Midameya is the third thing. What's Midameya? I cooked them together. So what's cooking together? Nice and Tam. Because if it's not nice and Tam, then cooking together is nothing. So the Mishnah, the preface is Mechametz and Metabel aren't by themselves a category. They go together with nice and Tam. So how can the Mishnah then say, but that's only by Min B'Minei, not by Min B'Shein Aminei? Nois and Tam is for sure by Min B'Shein Aminei. The Mishnah is prepared to Nois and Tam is by Min B'Shein Aminei. So the whole thing doesn't even have any grammar according to the Rashi. We can't read the Mishnah in the Mishnah is that way. There was never a category of Mechametz and Metabel that the Mishnah could then be limiting to Min B'Minei. There was a category of Mechametz, Metabel, and Medameya. Medameya is Nois and Tam. So it's all one shot. Mechametz, Metabel, Medameya, which means Nois and Tam. And when the Mishnah is Mechalek between Min B'Minei and Min B'Shein Aminei, it's not being mechalek between when do you say Mechametz Metabel and Amei and when don't you? No, that's Min B'Minei, Min B'Shein Aminei, that's all the same. The Mishnah is saying a chiluk v'gabi Amei v'echod. If by Min B'Minei, it's not enough that it's not Mechametz or Metabel or Medameya. It has to also have Amei v'echod. And by Min B'Shein Aminei, as long as it's not Mechametz Metabel or Medameya, as long as it's not nice and dumb, or Mechametz for that matter, it's all the same thing. As long as it's not nice and dumb, then I don't care about Amei v'echod. So the Firashi and the Rash, the difference between the Rash and the Sefer is only the Rabbi Meir Be'echod. And that's the Lahachmer, we are Meir Be'echod. The Firashi Rambam, besides the difference in regard to Meir Be'echod, there's this new difference that the thing called Mechametz U'Metabel, there's no Medameya, Medameya is the result, but the din of Mechametz U'Metabel, that category, that concept of Pulos and Ikeres is by Min Minoy, not by Min B'She'en Min. What's actually the reason for the distinction? What's the reason for this distinction? Why is Mechametz Metabel only by Min B'Minei, not by Min B'Shein Aminei? It's a Mishnah. It's a Rambam, it's a Mishnah. But what's the Havana? Why is the din of Mechametz Metabel, this Chumrah, Mechametz Metabel, only said by Min B'Minei, not by Min B'Shein Aminei? Yeah, so we could say Baal Bakish, like I said a few minutes ago, that in general we know Min B'Minei is a harder bittul. What's the how do you bring me right? How do you know that Min B'Minei is a harder bittul than Min B'Shein Aminei? What? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't Min B'Minei in a bottle at all? No. Sheep does Rabbi Yehuda Min B'Minei in a bottle afilu be'elav. So we don't pass. Most Yishanim don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Kader Rashi does pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Most Yishanim don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But you see from Rabbi Yehuda that Min B'Minei is harder. It's a heavier lift. So if it's harder, maybe it's easier to mess up. So by Min B'Minei, it's a hard thing to do, the Bittul of Min B'Minei. There's a Ram in the Dorm who explains, because Bittul, the whole idea of Bittul is that the like is, that the since they're different, so one overwhelms the other. He says, things that are essentially alike
That's his understanding. That's a whole fancy. There's a fancy round of a dovri sheish l'matir. Since tomorrow is going to be mutter, so even today it's isser, not so unequivocal. So it's a little bit like the heter. You know, you want to be about the heter and the isser. The isser itself is a little bit mutter. So it's they're too similar to each other to become both. So you see, the whole idea of bittul is based on differences. So mibeminoi, they're not so different. The only difference is this is also and this is mutter, but they're not so different. But that's a stretch. So fine, that's easier to interfere with. Mechamis and Metabol already messes it up. But mibeminoi, that's a very power, that's not a steep incline. That's an easy bittul to do. So that's harder to foul up. Okay, I mean, that's not such a, you know, but we could say that, not so terrible. That could be the, maybe that's all there is. I thought maybe there's something else. And this has to do with what we talked about in the Rambam, but just before the break, we talked about the Rambam in we went through the Rambams in Perek Tezvov of Macholos Asuras, where the Rambam talks about Mimiminoi and Mimishenimoi, just to chazer a little bit what we talked about then, because it's mamish ties into all of this. The Rambam says, let's start like this. Moshi Shaitim hold. That the shear of Shishim is a shear of these things we talked about a lot in the last semester. Most Shishim hold Shishim is basically a shear of Tam. The whole point of having Shishim is that if you have Shishim, then you can sort of rest assured that it's not nice in Tam. That's why Rava said in Sali Zayin that if you have a Kfeilu, you give it to a Kfeilu. If you can't find a Kfeilu, then you have Shishim. And Shishim tells me that it's not nice in Tam. Rashi says that in a few places. That Shiru Chachamim, that Isurim are not nice in Tam, the Shishim. That's by Mimisha Enimilei. By Min B'minoi, there's no time anyway. There's no Nesinus time anyway. So why is there a Shir Shishim by Min B'minoi? So many of you show him right. That is Xer, Min B'minoi, Otto Min B'she'enoi, B'she'enoi Minoi. And this we talked about a lot. The Rambam is Mashman not that way at all. The Rambam Perek Tezvov, because if you hold like the other Rishonim, and you want to explain to me the din of Shishim by Min B'minoi, so the way to proceed, if you want to be organized, is first to explain the din of Shishim by Min B'she'enoi Minoi. That when you don't have a Kfeilo, you rely on Shishim. And then you can go on and say, well, and by Min B'minoi, even though it doesn't really make so much sense by Min B'minoi, but there's a gzeiro, and even by Min B'minoi, there's a concept of Shishim. The Rambam has punkt verkehrt. The Rambam starts off and he says, Min B'she'en B'minoi is B'nois and Tam. Give it to a guy. And Min B'minoi, can't give it to a guy, but Min B'minoi, there's no Nesinus Tam anyway. Min B'minoi is Botel Ba'itzim Miyutoy. And Min HaTorah, Tam Kik is there, but Min HaTorah is Botel Chai Petrei. But midrabanan, they said it has to be bottled by itzim yutoi, and what's called bittel by itzim yutoi, shishim, and if it's true, it's may, and if it's all the kilogram, it's masai. That's called bittel by itzim yutoi. There's not a word in the Rambam about Nesinus Tam. So a new thing that shishim is a bittel by itzim yutoi. Then much later, in the middle of the parak, the Rambam wakes up and he says, okay, that's very nice if you have a guy, but what if you live in Bnei Brak? You can't find a guy. So how are you gonna what are you gonna do with mimishen and minut? So he says, oh, then even by Mimishayin Amina, you go with Shishim, Oimeo, and Messiah. Shishim, and if it's true, it's Meya, and if it's all that's killing, it's Messiah. So first of all, from the Seder Advarim, the Rambam, it sounds like this thing of Shishim that you have, when you can't find the goy, you rely on Shishim by Mimishayin Amina, it's like a derivative of the din of Shishim that you have by Min B'minoi, and by Min B'minoi, that's the fundamental din, and it's nothing to do with time, it's a bitl ba'itzim yutai. The Lashon of the Rambam is bitl ba'itzim yutai. And also it's mukhluch mineu bay that the shear of Shishim is not a shear of Tam. Because if the shear of Shishim was a shear of Tam, so what do we ask at the time? Yeah, what's this 100 and 200? If it's not less than Tam b'Shishim, then the fact that it's Truma doesn't change the shear in the scene is Tam. And most Rishonim hold in the Chinam, it's not the Meyo Messiah by Min B'Shein Aminoi. By Min B'Minoi is a Sittin, but not by Min B'Shein Aminoi. It's also going to be very interesting. But the Rambam holds, the Rambam holds even by Min B'Shein Aminoi. If you can't find the guy by Min B'Shein Aminoi, then it's b'shishim, but not by true mechulin. It's more; it's 100 and 200, because the shear of oitzim miyutoi is totally nechaymer isin, and the truman and kili akerim where chazal were more machmir. So the shear of oitzim miyutoi is mei and masayim, and the bittel of shishim when you can't find the guy even by mishenim inu, the shear of shishim is a shear of bittel by oitzim miyutoi. But the kitzur the Rambam shita is so the emes we need to understand, because if shishim is nothing to do with tam and shishim is a concept of oitzim miyutoi, so what does it help to have a guy? So I found the guy, he tells me he's not next in town, but if I don't have Shishim, where is the bitul baitzim yutai? So we said at the time, apparently the Rambam holds that it's all derabonans, because on a derisa level, if you don't have kazayis b'tei achilas pras, by min b'sheni minoi, and then it's bottle, and by min b'minoi is bottle chad b'trei, everything works on the level of derabon. So we have more flexibility. On a derisa level, Tam Kikke, the Rambam holds only by kazayis b'tei achilas pras. and mim minoi altogether is batul chavish in the deraisa. So it's all the rabbanans. But the rabbanan said that there's two paths to bittul. When you have a guy and it's minu sheni minoi, the way you're mavat, the way you determine that it's batul is that it's not nice and tam. And if it's not nice and tam, then we say that it's batul. I there's no shishin. I don't care. I know that it's not nice and tam. The not being nice and tam makes it batul. But in a case where it's lekel make him a taimo, like the Koloshan Rava, lekel make him a taimo, which means min b'minoi, or even min b'she'ena minoi, if I can't find the guy. If I can't find the guy, then even min b'she'ena minoi becomes lekel make him a taimo. And the din by lekel make him a taimo is that you still need bittul. But now you can't use the bittul of it not being nice and tam, because you can't know if it's nice and tam, because either it's min b'minoi or there's no guy around. So then you have a different kind of bittul. What's that? Bittul b'yitzim mutoi. What's bittul b'yitzim mutoi? Shishim emeo mesai. So comes that, that's what we revive here in the Rambam. Very fundamental things in Shita Seyav. So comes out of the Rambam that the bittul of min b'she'ena minoi, which is b'tam, the nice and tam, and the bittul of min b'minoi, which is b'shishim, are fundamentally different in kind. The bittul of min b'she'ena minoi, when I have a guy around, is the bittul comes from the fact that it's not nice and tam. The mitzvah is that it's not nice and tam makes it bottle. By min b'minoi, where it's lekel mekam a time. And for that matter, the Rambam holds the same thing even by min b'she'ena minoi. If I can't find the guy, then it becomes like min b'minoi. It's a different kind of bittul. That's a bittul that's built on the idea of bittul ba'otzim miyotei. That it's not significant. And since it's not significant, so I don't care if it's nice and time or not. I can't tell if it's nice and time. Not that I don't care, I can't tell. So then I go the other avenue. And then I go the avenue of bittul ba'otzim miyotei. That's the Shita Rambam. With that in mind, then I think we can explain this in a Mechamis and Metavu, why you have it by min b'mino and not by min b'she'en b'mino. The word is, Mechamis and Metavu are not nice and tam. Call them, we're swan around, they're not nice and tam. They're something else, they're called pulosoi mikeres. You can't taste the sor. You can't even taste the tavun identifiably. But it has a hashpah. So since it has a hashpah, the whole time anyways, it's pulosoi mikeres. Ram holds pulosin ikeres is a chashivus. We want to say that it's negligible. It's not so negligible. It has an effect. It has a big ashwa. It has a big ashwa, but it's not negligible. So it can't be bottled by itzim yuta. The chavin su metavol, since they're pulosin ikeres, they can't be bottled by itzim miyutam, because itzim yuta means that they're not choshev. But they are choshev. They're pulosin ikeres. It's very much dumya to beria and katicha viliskabed. Those things are also not bottle because they're choshev, dover choshev. A dover choshev can't be bottle by itzim yuta because its chashivus prevents it from being bottle by itzim yuta. So the same thing, things that are pulosim nikeres, mechametz and metabol, since they're pulosim nikeres, that prevent them from being bottle by itzim yuta. Vashenke by min b'shein eminoi, its bittel doesn't work with its lack of chashivus. Its bittul comes from the fact that it's not nice and tam. I give it to a guy, he tells me it's not nice and tam. So the same way I don't need shishim, because I don't need it to be bottled by itzim yuta. All I need is for it not to be nice and tam. The guy tells me it's not nice and tam, and that's how I'm a bottle. It's a different oifen of bittul. So when I'm a bottle something by establishing that it's not nice and tam, then I don't care if it's choshev. So therefore the Rambam holds, number one, that by nice and tam, that by mimshen minay, there's no din of dova choshev. No din of berry, according to the Rambam, there's no din of... So the Rambam sheet, that's all fits that, which is itself a sheet of the Rambam. Not everybody agrees to that. That sheet of the Rambam, that the din of berry is only by min b'mino, not by min b'she'ena mino. It ties into the Rambam perek tesvot. By min b'mino, where the bittul is going with oitzim miyutoi. So then any chashivus is a share. Any chashivus interferes. So davar choshev interferes. Pulos in ikeres interferes. By min b'she'ena mino, where the way the bittul works is not with oitzim miyutoi. But the way the bittul works with the fact that it's not nice in time, the guy tells me that it's not nice in time, but I don't care if it's choshev or not choshev. So in Mela, I don't care if it's a beria, and I don't care if it's a chaticha ruli's kabin, and I don't care if it's mechametz or metabel, if it's pulosim nikeres. None of that matters, as long as it's not nice in time. Of course, if it's nice in time, then I'm in trouble. But as long as it's, because then I for sure don't have any bittul. But as long as it's not nice in time, then that itself is a bittul, and I don't care how much choshivus it has from the side. I think that's right, Yishmach. In the oimek of the Shita Saramam, that beri is only by min b'minoi and mechametz and metabel is only by min b'minoi pulosim nikeres, it all ties into the Rama Shita that the bittul of min b'minoi is a different kind of bittul. It's a bittul of oitzim yutoi, and the bittul of min b'she'ena minoi is a bittul that comes from its not being nice and tam. Not being nice and tam. Who cares if it's choshev or not? It's anyway maybe more than 60. It doesn't matter. It's not less than that.
The hashpa that makes it chashuv is the fact that it's not in time.
But that's not a chashivus. That just lacks a bittul. Because the oifen a bittul a min v'shein amino is that it's not less than time. So if it is less than time, then you don't have a bittul at all. The bittul is that it's not less than time. It's not a chashivus that prevents bittul. The bittul of min v'shein amino is that it's not less than time. So of course, if it's less than time, then I have no bittul in the first place. It's like saying that, you know, if you have Rav Isser, then the Rav Isser prevents the Bittul Rav from happening. It's not that the Rav Isser prevents Bittul Rav from happening. There's no Bittul Rav because there's no Rav. So here, the Bittul is that it's not nice in time. If it's nice in time, then it's that fault. I have a suffix in halacha if this is the case, because then what would be in a case of min b'she'en minay, but there's no goy? So then, even by min b'she'en minay, you go with Shishim, or b'meyer, the Messiah. In other words, you go with Bittul Boitz and Yutta. What would be then if it was Mechametz, or Metabo, or Adava Choshev?
The category wouldn't be Chayim to check it. So it never was.
If I had a Goy that I would know it's not nice in time, so I'd have the Bittul of not being nice in time. But if there's no Goy, so I don't know if it's nice in time. Lekal Nekam Emils. So the Rambam was mashed, that's at least how we explain the Rambam. Then when there's no goy around, it becomes lekel mekam atayma, and then you revert to the bittul of Eitzim Yutai. Well, in the bittul of Eitzim Yutai, chashivas shteres. So just like chashivas shteres the bittul of min v'minoi, it should shter the bittul of min v'she'en v'minoi in this special case where you can't find the guy. That's a very big, I mean, leave the oimel either, maybe that's what the Rambam holds. Rambam never said it beferish, but I don't know. That's the term. The Rambam never said it beferish because the Rambam in Perek Tzvav at the beginning doesn't know about not having a goy. Goyim are very easy to find. So the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tzvav, he has min b'sheni min is b'taimo, min b'mino is b'shishim, and remember, much later in the middle of the Perek, what if you can't find the goy? Yeah, if you can't find the goy, then even min b'sheni min is b'shishim. That's like an afterthought, a special exceptional case. Now the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tzayin, he says that tovah choshev not bottled by min b'mino. But it is bottled by min m'sheni minoy. He's talking about the normal case. We have a goy, and by min m'sheni minoy, the goy tells me that it's not nice in time. But in the chanami, that special case that the Ram had in the afterthought in Perek Tzvav, where you can't come up with the goy, and then you have to rely, and then it becomes then after then your min m'sheni minoy also becomes b'shishim. So in the chanami, maybe then it has the rules of min b'minoy, and if it's a dovah chasha, maybe it won't be bottled. And la loch, it's a merit to kachidish to say that. I mean, that's terrible because I don't know how much we pass in like the Ramam's. Altogether, this Rambam, there's no Muhammad's in the table. Anyway, Bekitzer, I don't know if it's so terrible to say that's true according to the Rambam. Not my Christ, no, you know, I'm not writing an article halacha guideline, but in the Rambam, I think that makes sense. That would stand to reason. I mean, the way we were masked with the Rambam, it's for sure that way. But the hasbar of the Rambam was that by min b'sheni min, if you can't find the guy, it becomes lekel lemekam atayma, and it reverses to the din of min b'minay, where the bittul is in a different oifen, and the shishim that the shishim there is not, because then there's no time if it's shishim. I don't know, it may be time by shishim, but the bittul is bittul by simyut, and we saw it's mukhan in the Rambam because it's not only b'shishim, it's b'meyu b'masayim. If you can't find the guy, again, it was chazering over. If you can't find the guy, then it's b'shishim or b'meyu b'masayim. It's not a tam thing; it's an oisim yutay thing. So if dover choshes shteres bittul boitzim yutay by min b'minoy, so in this special case of min b'sheini minoy, but it's likely to make him a time because there's no guy around. So in a chenavi, then it'll have the same problems. Not rochak by me to say so. We forget. I think that's very very mistaken that way. Even if you have to mahachim, even if you have to mahachim, the reason why dover choshev is a problem by min minoy is because by bittul ba'etzim yutoy, the pshat in the bittul is because it's negligible. But if it's a dover choshev, then it's not negligible. So the dover choshev goes to the heart of bittul v'etzim yutoy. It torpedoes the etzim yutoy. What etzim yutoy? It's negligible. It's choshev. So then every time I want to do bittul v'etzim yutoy, what's the difference if it's min v'minu min v'shein min? It's a chiddush in halacha, but it's not sort of get halacha ma'aseh because I don't know how much we pass in like this Rambam altogether. It's chiddush of the Rambam that mechametz and metabel is only by min v'minu, not by min v'shein min. This is the Rambam. We saw Rashi. The Rashi they don't learn this way. The Pichadish doesn't even believe the Rambam said it, but we know the Rambam did say it.
So it's okay. Within the Shitas Rambam, I think this might be true.
Why can't we have the bittul of books mutate even by a mem b'sheinu minu? I have to get rid of tam, and I have to make sure that it's bittul to mutate. Like, why? Because we could do it this way, not because we could get rid of tam, so we can actually make all ourselves.
Good, but nice. That's what it said. That's what Rava said. Rava said that the fair. She said, if you have a kfeil, you don't need shishim. The Rambam says that also. The Rambam is coming from Rava. Rava says tamchinna kfeil, and if you have a kfeil, you don't need shishim. Yeah, so it's a little bit hard to understand. Why do you also need bittul b'tzim yotay? So that's why I preface that it's all the Rabbanans anyway. So the way the Rabbanans set it up is that there's two ways of bittul. There's a bittul of giving it to goyim. He tells me that it's not less than time, and that's enough to be mevatel. But where that's not available, because lekel lemekam a timer, either because it's minvanino or because it's no goy around, it's lekel kfeilo. Then we have to do a different life in a bittul, and then life in a bittul is bittul b'tzim yotay. But when you can establish for sure that it's not less than time, you don't need to come on to bittul b'tzim. To come out the bittul ba'itzem miut. Now that's what Rava says. We'll see. There's a kasha even from our sugi, but we're ahead of ourselves. No, I think we'll stop here. Stop here, and Mishnah tomorrow. We'll start the Gemara.
Case of Mishnah and Minah, where you can't find a goy. We're saying that would even apply the double kasha to apply to you.
Those are the chorus in the.
What are you doing?
The Franka.